Okay, today we're learning Masechta Oilos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Here we go. Mishnah Don Nebashir Oil Hamevi Yisatama Tevach Tevach Alvum Tevach Merubo Oil Shaarka Tevach Vrachvay Tevach Vgavachlo Tevach Vnechta Mishnah Loshem Merubo Square. We Hashmiyan to teach us. Shetzach davka she kol meimad lepachos tefach lema shechlo ha'il hu tefach me'ukam, square, a square tefach. Let's go to the videotape. Okay, tefach al tefach al dom tefach meruba maybe it's a tumma, meruba rav. You see over here underneath there is everything is a tefach. Let's see, aleph, picture aleph, rav, daf, rochav tefach, a board. That's one tefach wide. The goyva min oretz tefach is above the ground of tefach. Umal al kazayis min hames. There's a piece of meat over there, kazayis min hames. You see the piece of meat?
Yep.
Okay, the ala caleb, and there's a utensil, a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
A cup of coffee over there. So therefore, what tefach halal base, picture base, tefach halal panim mi ala tumma. There is kazayis min hames. On top of the kazayis min hames, there is an additional tefach of hollow space. So what is the halacha? Okay, shim hoye roch by pachos mi tefach, because if the shim roch by if the width was less than a tefach, afal pishay arkoi base tefachim, you know it has to be a square. You can't compensate. Even if this board is two tefachim, and the width is only a half a tefach, you don't compensate with the length.
This is good, and these aren't good because they're not square.
No, they are good. That's exactly the point. This is perfect because this
but it's
a
square.
Tefach.
It's not square. It's rectangular.
It's square.
It looks rectangular to me.
It doesn't matter. All we have to know over here is that the space from this brick until the end is at least a tefach, and the length is a tefach, and the height is a tefach. You have tefach, tefach. You have three different dimensions of a tefach in the width, the length, and the height. And this example is showing you where it's a half a tefach in width. And it's two tefachim in length. So he says that the double two tefachim is not going to compensate for a half a tefach in width. Okay? So now, when you have this is no good. This is going to be tar. But in this case, when you have over here the dimensions, tefach, 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 a cup of coffee underneath this board, and there's a kazayis basra that makes underneath the board, automatically the kazayis basra underneath the board is going to be the time of the cup of coffee.
Okay.
Good? Are we good with that?
Not really.
I know what the problem is. You have over here a cup of coffee. Is that a cup of coffee tummy or tar?
Tummy.
Why is it tummy?
Because it's under.
It's not touching it. Under an oil.
Yeah.
What else under the oil? The oil, you have a kazayis, basa, min hames.
Why is this not?
This is.
Okay,
this
so is
just no, this is not. In this case, it's not. In this case, the board's width.
It's too long.
It's too short. The width is only a half a tefach. From here to here is only a half a tefach.
Oh, from here to here is only a half a tefach.
So what would you argue? So what? We'll compensate for the missing half a tefach by having the length two tefachim. Mm. So let's say that two tefachim will make up for the fact that it's only a half.
Yeah.
What does the Mishnah say? No. There's not no compensation. It has to be. It has to be meruba. You must have at least a tefach here, at least a tefach here, and at least tefach in height.
Okay.
You have to have
tefach
triple.
All around.
Tefach
al tefach.
Berum tefach.
So
tefach al tefach al
room
tefach. Height tefach. Meruba, square. Meruba means no pinching corners. Right, what's the expression? No games. There's no compensation. Good? Maybe it's a tumma. Maybe it means it's going to bring tumma. If this precise... No.
Go ahead.
No, don't do that. It makes me disgusted. It makes me new. It needs my concentration when you do that.
Okay. Maybe it's a tumma.
Maybe it's a tumma. Which means that if there's a kazayis basam in a maze, it's going to bring tumma to the cup of coffee. You're going to cause the tumma to spread the cup of coffee. Maybe it's a tumma. What does that mean? It means if you have over here a utensil on top, a cup of coffee is on top. Is that cup of coffee tummy? That's not a good example. What's the cup of coffee over here? Put this
of
not a good
not,
example.
Because it's
chaytetz. But in this case, it's chaytetz.
Well, it's no good.
Good. So if you put a cup of coffee on top of the board over here, what happens to the cup of coffee?
It's
becomes tummy. Because it's not going to be chaytetz. Because you have to
tefach al tefach al room tefach maruba. Maybe it's a tumma.
maybe it caused the spread. The tumor or the kazayis possibly it spreads all over. The chaytzeitz, and if you put it on top, it's going to be chaytzeitz.
Ketzad bib.
Ketzad. Now we go to new give the bib. The ketzad bib. Now we go to ketzad bib. Here's the bias. Here's the bias. In the bias, there's two boards, dalid and hay, and there's a bib. There is a pipe, a sewer pipe. Look at this picture. Go out of the picture. You see over here. You see the house. In the house, there's a pipe that goes all the way outside. So you're living over here. You have dirty water. You pour the water in this thing over here, and it goes out into the street. You have your kazayis basam and hamez. This kazayis basam and hamez now is in oil because you have the height is a tefach, the length is a tefach, and the width is a tefach. So this kazayis basam and hamez.
Oh, biv is, we said biv is a pipe.
It's a pipe. So this kazayis basam and hamez will go.
But you have a tefach by tefach by tefach.
Yes, you have all dimensions. So in the bias, you pour the water over here, and it spills out into the streets.
Correct.
But let's say in the pipe itself, someone puts a kazayis basam and hamez.
Right.
The tumor is going to go all the way into the bias and spread into the bias. But here you're putting a seal. You're putting over here a cover. So the cover is going to prevent the tumor from coming into the bias.
Right.
Okay, it's going to prevent it. But everything inside this biv is going to become tamei. Right. So we go over here. Okay, it's at biv. It's covered. It is covered. Tachas sabayis is buried. Tachas sabayis yesh boi posech tefach. There is a posech tefach. Dalet is a posech tefach. The yesh b'yitziyosa a posech tefach. On the way out, gimel is a tefach.
So look at the picture. Tefach where?
Here, b'yitziyosa, on the way out.
Yeah,
look at the picture.
And what's the other one?
What?
What's the other one? It says two.
Dalet. Let's look at the pictures. Bib. What's a bib? Bib is a tzinar, is a pipe. Shemeshamish lohi tzi darko mei hashevchim, the dirty water shabayis. Lohi lichon b'du shosram, to take the water out into the gas. Base. Okay, that's Aleph. The Aleph, the Gadzach is a bit base. What's base? Here's his base. Base Yeshua Posech Tefach. Chalal Habayis Yeshua Posech Tefach. The opening is a Tefach. Okay, this whole thing is a Tefach inside. Or base. Kap Tefach. The from the ground above the mace until the cover, there is at least a Tefach of space. So it's contained. Okay, Gimel. Yesh bi tziosay pasach tefach, the way out.
Okay, so this tefach
you're not going to find the answers on the nails.
It's a meruba.
Okay, over here. Dal, what's out? No, let's see that. Makay machnas hashem b'vayis. Mayer shepesach nevav. No.
Wait.
What is it over here?
Habayis tav. Beautiful. So what's the problem?
Look at this caption. Makay machnas hashem b'vayis v'mayri shepesach habayis no'ol. Okay, this is covered. Dal, there's a cover on the opening of the sewer. Okay, hey, tumah b'seicha. Here is the shtick basa.
Good.
Fine. So the
tumah
b'seicha.
Abayis tar.
Abayis tar, because it's covered.
Right.
Tumah b'ayis. Oh, now tumah b'ayis. Mashav seicha tar. Tumah b'ayis. Okay, tumah b'ayis. Mashav tar. 21. Here we go. Tumah b'ayis. Inside the bib, I put over here a cup of coffee.
In the pipe.
Where's the mace? Here, Aleph.
That way, yeah. So it's covered.
So do we say that the tumor goes down there? No. But it's in the whole ganz bayis, the
good
oil.
Yeah, full.
The ganz oil.
Full.
It's covered.
What's covered?
The pipe is covered.
Yeah, but the pipe is covered. I'm saying in here it's all tummy.
All tummy. But if I would open this up, what would happen?
Straight in there.
Then it goes straight in and it'll be metamic.
Absolutely.
Tumah bayis, mashu b'sechet tar. Tar. Why? What's the b'sechet tar? Inside the bib. Inside the bib is tar.
Shederech ha-tum.
So Lot says, Shederech ha-tum l'ikonis. Now, what does that mean? Let's see the caption. Look at the caption. Tumah bayis. Here's the tumah. Mashu b'sechet kelim, m'rochem b'sechet b'bib tarim. Uvich kelim amrinan da taharim afilu b'mokam b'shah kelim mimatim. The kelim are tar. Afilu b'mokam b'shah kelim mimatim. Michlal tefach. Even when the kelim are less than, now you say a chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? It's very important. You say now if you need for the next mishnayis, you don't have here between the top of the utensil and the top of the bib. You need to see say in the mishnah a tefach. Every time we learn over here, it's always very makbid to say that from the space of the mace to the top, there is a hollow space of a tefach. Why? Because if you don't have a hollow space, it's not enough that the cavity be a tefach. You have to have on top of the kazayis and the top, the surface, you have to have what?
Tefach.
A tefach. In this case, you don't need the tefach.
Okay.
Why not? Because here, the mace is not in the bib. The mace is in the bias. So we don't care that you have less than a tefach between the top of the utensil
and the bottom. If it would be in here, what would
happen? Then we would care.
And what would happen? What is it coming in here?
If what would be what?
If it's less than a tefach here, over here, in here.
If it's less than
a tefach here, right? And there's
then
mace
it would,
here.
Then it would be metamless in the bias also. Then it would break forth in the time of the bias.
Break forth everything.
It wouldn't be the time of this. If you had a kazayis minames, and it would take up the entire space, it would not contaminate this.
What entire space? This is taking some space. Yeah.
That's the kli that's tar.
Right. Same.
But let's say you had a kazayis basar min hames.
Yeah. Okay.
And you put it, and it took up the entire space.
What entire space? What's the entire space?
There is less than a tefach from the top of the kazayis menames and the top of the bib.
Yeah.
Then what would happen in that halal in that case?
Let's say there's less than a tefach.
In this example, here's the kazayis basar menames. How much space is there between the top of the kazayis basar? A lot. More than a tefach.
Right.
That is why it's contained.
Mm-hmm. But
let's say there would be less than a tefach from top,
yeah, right,
top,
right.
Then the tumah would break, go straight up.
There has to be less than a tefach.
More than a tefach.
There has to be a tefach in between.
In between. That's only when you're dealing with the kazayis basar min hames.
Can there be more than a tefach?
Of course there can be more than a tefach.
Yeah.
It's even better.
Yeah.
The point is...
You have to hold the whole thing.
Let's say there was here's this halach. Mash of sechal tar shodach tumah lotes ve'in darkul likanes. Now here's halach. The derech of tumah is what's in the bibis tar.
Yeah, okay, this is
tumah lais. That's this case.
Okay.
Tumah lais.
Right there.
You see it? There is the kazayis. That's the kazayis.
Right.
The question is: the cup of coffee is a tame.
No.
Why not? Tumah bayis masha besoichoi. What's in the bib?
Yeah.
This utensil is tar. Why?
Well, if the cap is open, it might go in.
The cap is closed.
Oh,
the cap is closed. Tumah bayis shaderech atumah lo atzeis idako likonis because the derech atumah is to go out. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean over here? The derech is to go out. He's not explaining. So let's go see over here. Let's see over here. The bib is its own oil. We do not say that the tuma enters into the bib derech pesach habib. We do not say that the tumah enters into this cavity and goes and contaminates this utensil. Why not? It's closed. It's closed. And it's its own ohel. Being that there is more than a tefach of space where base is, from the top to the bottom, and length and width, this is an oil bifnei atzmo, and the fact that it's covered on top prevents the tumah bias. Now, here's the hard part of the Mishnah. This part you have to understand. Here's the key word. It's very important to say. Shederech ha-tumah lotzeis ve'ein darko likones. Darko shel ha-tumah lotzeis derech pesach ha-bayis l'chutz. This is the derech of the tumah to exit derech pesach ha-bayis. The exit. No, now that they do not show you in this picture. In this picture, they're not showing you that this bayis has a doorway.
Okay, come on, let's go.
The natural doorway saves you. It's locked. Okay, say the tars. Okay, Musaf Tam Zegam Alaresha, Shema Puma Bibiv, Darker Lotus Zerha Pisra, Absur Lukuts, in Darker Likonis, the Rabbi Rabbi Pesra Bais, Rabbi Pesra Bais, Shukuts, Matas of Pesach, Rabib, Shuzer Bais, Mirach, Shinofan. Next case. Okay. Yesh, boy.
Let's go over this case.
Toma Babais.
Yeah. Go ahead, that I know.
Masha b'secha tar. Whatever what secha means in the bib. In the bib is tar.
Masha b'secha is tar.
Tuma b'bayis. Where's the tuma?
Where is it? Inside the bayis. Aleph.
Aleph.
So then why in the bib?
It's not.
Of course not.
So masha b'secha. What's secha mean? In the bib is tar. Why? Why? Shederech atuma. How are you going to get rid of this?
Lot says.
You're going to go out the door. There's a door over here somewhere. There's a door. The door is locked.
Yeah.
There's a door here that's locked. Out. That's where you're going to take this kazayas out. You're not going to take this out down
therefore,
here.
Therefore.
So it's not the derech to take this kazayas bustle out of the bib. The male, that's why the bib is tar.
Okay.
Now, next. Yesh boy posech tefach. Let's say there's a posech. The ain beats yosei posech tefach. New case. Here's the next case. You have your posech tefach. Inside the bias, you have the opening from here to here is a tefach.
Okay.
But the way out into the is out of the house, and this is less than a tefach. Hatuma b'soichai, and the tuma, the dead, is b'soichai. Habayis tamei. The gans habayis is tamei. This is
because it doesn't have a tefach by tefach. It doesn't have a tefach by tefach. It has always
over here.
Right.
So therefore,
it has one tefach here.
Right.
And a tefach here, but it doesn't have a tefach.
So therefore, the lomdus. Therefore, how are you going to get this kazayis buser out?
Pesach.
You're going to go this way. The way you're going to take it out is not going to be this way. The way you're going to take it out is this way. Even though it's locked, nevertheless, since its destiny is to go out this way, it automatically, from right now, contaminates the ganze bayis.
Yep.
Habayis tameh.
Okay, so, yesh
boi posech tefach.
This is the case, right?
Yesh boi posech tefach. What is that?
Ein b'yitziyosei. Over here, there's a...
Posech tefach.
Not over here.
But the ein b'yitziyosei
posech tefach.
Tumah b'secha. Let's say there's tumah b'secha.
Habayis tameh.
Habayis tome, the gans habayis tome.
Next case.
Tuma babayis, same case. It's less than tefach.
Yeah.
Tuma babayis, there's tuma in the bayis.
No, it's not. This is it. It's to be up here.
So what's this case now? Tuma babayis, masha besoichai tar. If there is tuma babayis, masha besoichai, it's the same case with tuma babayis, there's tuma babayis. Is there a picture over here?
Probably no picture.
There's a little theatosis. Okay, there's another sheet. Tuma, no more pictures? Does anyone give you a picture?
Oh, boy.
There's a sheet over here, okay? So let's have to use our own minds, okay? It's not giving us a picture for this case. Tuma b'bayis, let's say the other way around. Let's say instead of this being a cup of coffee, you have b'bayis. Masha b'soichai, whatever is in the bib is tahar. Shederech ha'tumah lo atzeis, zol b'zach, because you're going to take it out. Here, so this case. But instead of the opening being a tefach, the opening will be less than a tefach. Okay, let's now make
it's the same case.
Same case, but the opening is less than a tefach.
Okay, looks like so this case over here.
But it's right. But and where's the tumah?
The
tumah now is the bias. Tumah b'bayis, masha b'sech. Whatever in the bib is tahar.
Good.
Shederech ha'tumah lo atzeis, because where are you going to take the tumah out?
Out the door.
The dark the corners, you're not going to put it over here.
Correct.
Thing over here.
Good.
Boy
we didn't need a picture
tefach.
For that. Okay.
Let's say the opening over here is less than a tefach.
Okay.
Ein boy posech tefach. The ein b'tziyosa posech tefach. Both.
At the end.
That's cheap. In all the pictures. That's cheap.
Over here.
This was tefach and that's was tefach. None of them. Ein b'tziyosa posech tefach. Ein b'tziyosa posech tefach. Tumah b'soichai. If there's tumah b'soichai. If there's tumah in the zach.
Yeah.
In the zach. So the chabai is tamei. The gans chabai is because there's nowhere to go out. If there's nowhere to go out, so then the tumah breaks. Well, whenever tumah feels constrained, whenever you go, you don't allow an exit, then it bursts forth and it contaminates the gans chabelt. Okay? If it's constrained, if you have over here the tumah, and this is less than a tefach, and this less than a tefach, then that tumah breaks forth and contaminates the entire bias. Because you need to give it a tefach to get it to escape. Okay, echad. Tumah b'bayis, tumah b'bayis, tameh. Tumah b'bayis, masha b'sach, tameh. It goes also to tumah b'bayis, masha b'sach, in the bib is also tameh because there's nowhere for it to go.
Tumah b'bayis.
Let's say there's tumah b'bayis.
Yeah.
There's tumah b'bayis, here it is.
Yeah.
And there's less than a tefach over here. And less...
We did that case already, no?
No, we didn't. No. Less than a tefach.
Less than a tefach.
Toma babayis. There's toma babayis. Masha b'soichai tohar tomei. What's in the bib is tomei. It's a very chiddush. Echad chur shechar raruhu mayim. Oish shirotzim. Oish shachalosu malachas. It makes this hole that we discussed, it makes no difference how it came about. Whether it was made by ants or water made the cavity, or shirotzim, creepy things, or shachalosu malachas. What's malachas? Lashon eretz melechas salty. The earth is decayed. Salty earth. The chain marbech shel avanim, a pile of bricks. Yeah, we have cavities in between the bricks. Cavities of bricks. The chain sevar shel koros. You have wood, lumber, and you have a tunnel inside. If it's not made by Adam, an oil has to be an oil that's made by a human being. If you have an oil that was made by Hashem, and there's a cavity of a tefach,
this is by Hashem.
Ain oil umoide, but even though in this case he agrees umoide bashekifim uvasloim. If you have shkifim, what shkifim is sloim? Rocks. If you have sloim, what shkifim? Shkifim chayim anasmaide motor, rain. If drip,
makes a hole.
Or if it's because of big rocks, then he agrees that those cavities do have the status of an oil. All right? Want to chaz the mission again?
Yeah, why not? Big mission.
Tefach al tefach al rum tefach libo. You have to have a tefach by a tefach al rum tefach. Here it is, tefach, tefach al tefach al rum tefach. Maybe it's a tumah v'choyt seitzif me'atumah, and something on top of it will be a rikatzitz ketzat. Bib shukamur tachas abayis. Yesh by posteach tefach, yesh b'tzios posteach tefach. Here's
yep,
the bib.
Both
sides. Tumah b'soichot. If there's a sheretz, then the guy because it's contained. Tuma bias. If there's tuma in the bias, here's this case, tuma bias. Masha b'sechay tar. What's inside is tar. Why? What's the lomdis? She derech hatuma lotzeis in darko likonet. Because the tuma is going to go out this way, and it's not going to go out this way. The mail, it's not going to contaminate what's inside over here.
What's this case over here? Tuma bias.
Here it is.
Yeah, good.
It's in the bib.
Yeah.
It's tall.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Shaderech
HaTomo Lotzeis. Out this way.
Out the door. Let's say this is a tefach right here, this case.
Yeah.
Tefach. Or the Ein B'Tziyosei tefach.
There's a
why? Because it's not going to go out. It's not going out this way.
Right.
It's going to go out this way, out
through
the door.
The house. Okay, now it becomes tummy.
Tumma babayis. Now we don't picture this case.
Right.
Let's say same case.
Yeah.
It's less than a tefach.
Right.
And there's something over here. There's a kazayis basa over here. Tumma babayis. Masha b'soichai. What's in the bib? If you reverse these two things, reverse. Put this over here and this over here.
Good.
So what is halacha? Tumma babayis, masha b'soichai toha.
Good.
It's also good. Why? Shederech hatamulot is v'indakul ikonis. Because same exact yisoid. It's not.
Tumma babayis. Here's the tumma.
Take it away. Reverse this case. Reverse it.
Reverse it.
Tumma is over here.
Yeah.
And this is over here.
Tumma babayis, masha b'soichai.
Masha, whatever is going to be inside the bib.
Tar
water. Out the door, not out the bib. Which means here, this is less than a tefach.
Right.
Here it is. See. Well, it's a similar case. That's the bib. Let's ein by pesach tefach. It's less than a pesach tefach. Ein by pesach tefach. So this is not the case. Ein by is less than a tefach.
Good.
And there's less than over here also.
Ein
by pesach tefach. Ein by pesach tefach. Ein by pesach tefach. Both.
Going out and coming in.
Both. Here and here.
Yeah,
there's less than tefach. Tumah b'soichai. If there's tumah inside.
Inside the bib.
Inside the bib.
Yeah.
Habayis Tomei.
Because it's not Pesach
V'Oila.
Doesn't have enough.
It doesn't exit. Doesn't have an exit.
Right. It's too small.
Too small. Toma Babayis. Let's say there's Toma Babayis upstairs.
Yeah.
Mashem Pesach V'Tomei. This is the biggest kasha of them all.
Yeah.
The Tomei goes down to the ground.
Why?
Because there's no exit. There's no proper exit.
Do they have a picture of that case?
They don't have a picture of that case. Mashem Pesach V'Tomei. It's a true incredible thing.
Because there's no tefach. There's no tefach.
There's no tefach. Let's see. Ein boy pesel ve'im mitzvah pesel tefach. Tuma b'bayis ma'asha b'sechot tamei shohoil sitz ve'im bechlala ba'bib pesel tefach haru nechshav kekarka habayis shadinoi aratochoyim tuma b'bayis.
Who's there?
All the way down. Okay. That's the biggest question of all. K'moy shadar shal chacham nuchal shal v'lo yitma. Rabbis chagash v'bayis v'nos v'lo yitchonim v'bayis. That's the biggest question. Okay? So if you have over here the bib, and if the bib
doesn't
have less over here, and this also is less, right. Less than tefach, and less than tefach,
and the base is up and
over here, boom. Goes all the way down. Anything that's inside it becomes tummy.
Correct.
Okay, that's a chiddush.
Very big.
Okay, tuma b'bayis, mashav sochot tar, the aim by the sech tefach, there's not b'sech tefach, not here, not here, and the aim by the sech tefach, tuma b'sech, in the bib, habayis tummy, because it goes all the way up.
Where is it?
This case was the tumah was in here. Less than tefach and yeah. Less than tefach, tumah goes all the way up to the time of bayis.
And it was in the bib?
If it was this in the bib. If it was in the bib, it goes all the way up to the time of bayis.
Grab it down.
Well, and then likewise also.
Yeah, well.
And if there's tumah in the bayis, it goes all the way down to the time of
right,
the bib.
Right.
It goes both ways. What?
That was the last case, I thought.
Here it is. Here's the case. Ein bechalal. Habayis, well, that's a different prescription. Ein bei pesach tefach, ein bei tzitz pesach tefach. Well, here's the case. Here's mamash the case. Ein bei pesach tefach, ein bei tzitz pesach tefach. The yitzia is on the tefach, and the opening is less than the tefach. Okay, this less than the tefach, and this is, here's the case. Mam, here's the case.
Okay.
Here, this goes all the way up, as mitame, and the reverse as well. All right, we're going to have to chaz this next time. I see that chaz this. Yeah.
At least we had some pictures today.